Sunny Las Vegas, Nevada. America's entertainment capital.
Steve Sanchez, conservative talk show host.
I've been waiting for this night to come. Get up! Now it's time for me to take my place. The makeup running down my face.
Broadcasting from his undisclosed bunker studios, the dawn of Las Vegas, Steve Sanchez.
Can I say welcome to the show?
Steve Sanchez, 101.5 FM, 7:20 AM, KDON, the talk of Las Vegas, Friday edition of the show. Can you believe it's Friday? Friday again. It was just last weekend. I was just grilling. I was just in the swimming pool. And here we are on our Financial Freedom Friday once again. Got a great show tonight scheduled for you, of course, as we always do. Second hour, bottom of the hour. In hour two is Jim Marchant running for Nevada 4. Really important that we now start, you know, paying attention to what's going on with the election, the candidates. We've got a big town hall that we're preparing for with some of the major candidates, some of the leaders in the Republican Party. We'll be talking about that in hour two with Jim as well. That'll be coming soon. And we're going to do everything. This show's going to do everything it knows how to do to get this state red. That's my promise to you. All right, let's go ahead and jump into, well, getting the state red. This cancel culture, I have to lead with this because the cancel culture, I think, has affected us all. Yeah, we're going to talk about Major League Baseball here in just a second and the Black Lives Matter agenda. And, you know, luckily I bought a bottle of Mrs. Butterworth and bought a box of Aunt Jemima and a box of Uncle Ben's, and I tucked it away so that I could have that. So down the road, as my grandkids get older and they're able to understand the lunacy that went on in 2020, I can explain to them and say, look, this is what Mrs. Butterworth was. It was the best syrup on the planet, and they took it away, and here's why. So, look, this cancel culture has led us to, well, flip out, be woke, as they say. And I'm glad that someone in the GOP is going to play by the rules of the Democrats. And I'm glad that the GOP, at least a handful of the GOP, are pushing to, well, expose the loony behavior of the Democrats. I'm talking about Representative Louie Gohmert out of Texas, of course, Republican. He announced, or at least introduced yesterday, a House resolution demanding that the Democratic Party change its name or be, get this, barred from participation in the House of Representatives due to its past public support of slavery and the Confederacy. I had to stand up and give Representative Gohmert a standing ovation because he's right. Based on what the Democrats say, based on this cancel culture, I agree the Democrats were the purveyors of slavery and racism. I mean, if Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, is taking down the Christopher Columbus statue in the Steel of the Night, and other states are removing monuments, removing statues, or let's say worse yet, as we've seen, vandalism has happened towards statues like the Lincoln Memorial and others. I mean, then why not the Democrats? Why shouldn't we be demanding they change their name? If the Democrats are serious and the liberal progressive communist left is serious about abolishing anything that has any semblance or connection to slavery, to racism, then the Democratic Party, being the purveyors of that, need to go away. Shouldn't they change their name? I mean, the Washington Redskins have now needed to change their name. They're now the Washington Football Team until further notice. I mean, so is this a legitimate question? I mean, is this legitimacy? Should we be discussing or debating this? I think we should. I mean, again, the cancel culture went off, you know, after Aunt Jemima, Mrs. Butterworth, Uncle Ben, and others. So wouldn't you agree that the Democrats should change their name? I mean, look, Now, they'll say, well, we're no longer the party of this. This doesn't matter, though. Based on your own logic, your name is tied to the KKK. It is tied to the Confederacy. It is tied to the Confederate flag. That's the Democrats. We shouldn't be. It's hypocritical for the Democrats to cancel this and cancel that, but yet their name in itself has a long history of racism, Confederacy, the Confederate flag, etc. So in all fairness, here's my question. I'm going to open up the phone lines because I know you're going to want to jump in on this. Should the Democrats change their name based on their own logic? And let's have some fun on this. It's Friday. Let's have some fun Friday behaviors here. Let me ask you this question. If you think that the Democrats, based on their own logic, because their name does have past public support of slavery in the Confederacy, and this is what the Democrats are screaming about, and I think Representative Gohmert was brilliant in doing this. I don't know how far it'll go, probably nowhere. But I'm glad that he's bringing this out. Some will disagree and say this is just a ploy. This is a publicity stunt. It doesn't matter because it has legitimacy. If you're going to say that XYZ, military bases, statues, Christopher Columbus, Lincoln, Washington, Jefferson, Mount Rushmore, then the Democrats' name has to go. I mean, based on their own logic. So if that's the case, and you agree it's the case, let's have some fun with this. What should the Democratic Party's new name be? What should their new name be based on who they really are now? You know, they're the party of anti-God. They're the party of anti-flag, anti-First Amendment, anti-Second Amendment. I mean, this is who the Democrats are today. So if they want this cancel culture and they're serious about it, well, let's cancel the Democrats' name. Let's demand that they change it, just like Representative Gohmert is out of Texas. So now we're charged with the task of what should be the new name of the Democratic Party. What do you think, based on who they are, who you know they are, what would be a good name for the Democrats based on who they are today, their values, their thinking, etc.? Phone lines are open, 702-257-5396. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh in on the program. Again, if Mayor Lori Lightfoot can take the Christopher Columbus statue down in the still of the night because it has the tendency to be racist and, you know, he brutalized Native Americans and the Washington Redskins are now the Washington football team. And, you know, we've had to change, you know, names of pancake mix and maple syrup. And I mean, the list goes on and on and on, all in the throes of slavery and the Confederacy. Then I think Representative Gohmert is absolutely correct that the Democrats' name has to go. Wouldn't you think? I think so. I think it has to go. And they should be barred from walking the halls of Congress until they get rid of that name, which supported slavery and the Confederacy. But again, friends, I ask you this. What should their new name be? Let's have a little fun with this on this fun Friday. Let's have a little fun with this. Based on who you know the Democrats are today, what should their new name be? 702-257-5396. Let's go ahead and jump to a couple calls before we bounce to break. Let's go first up to Shane. Shane, you're up first tonight. Welcome to the program.
All right, Steve, I'm going to use one of your words. Let's go with the Luciferian left. What about that?
The Luciferian left. That's the new name of the political party for the Democrats. I like that. I like that. Let me ask you this. Do you believe and do you agree with Representative Gohmert that, hey, they're part of this cancel culture and they're canceling this. They're canceling this because it, you know, it's tied to slavery. It's tied to the Confederacy. Shouldn't they be changing their name?
Absolutely. You know, it's about time that the conservatives, the right, you know, start biting back. You know, I know that we're about law and order, but it's getting closer to the to the November elections, then we need to start showing some teeth and start biting back.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Great call, Shane. Thank you. I agree wholeheartedly that it's time for the Republican Party to pull its sword. And guess what? Representative Louie Gohmert, Republican of Texas, did just that. He introduced a House resolution yesterday demanding that the Democratic Party change its name or be, get this, barred from participation in the House of Representatives due to its past public support of slavery and the Confederacy. I agree. If you're going to cancel Aunt Jemima and Mrs. Butterworth, the Washington Redskins, you're going to change Space Mountain at Disneyland, and you're going to have Black Lives Matter painted everywhere on every Major League Baseball jersey at the NBA courts and kneel and take a, yeah, I mean, you get where I'm going with things. Then the Democrats need to actually lead by example, change their name. So again, I want to ask you something fun tonight, since it's Friday. What should their name be? Now that the Democrats are going to be forced, they probably will never change their name, but that's okay. Let's have a little fun with it. This is almost like fantasy football. What should the Democrats' new name be based on who they are today? 702-257-5396 is how you weigh in on the conversation. 702-257-5396. Let's do this. The calls are going crazy. Why? Because you agree. The Democrats are lunatics. And let's not put good Democrats aside. You know, Kennedy and Truman and some of these old conservative blue dog Democrats. I agree with Representative Gohmert. The Democratic name is, well, tied to Confederacy. It was tied to slavery, racism, the KKK. So by their own logic, the Democratic Party, who is the purveyor of cancel culture, their name has to go. But now we're charged with the task, friends. What should their new name be? Lots of calls on hold, full lines. We wouldn't have it any other way. So let's take that break. When we come back, I'm going straight to you. Las Vegas, I want to hear from you tonight. Steve Sanchez, 702-257-5396. We'll be right back.
Groundbreaking talk for a nation on the brink. You're experiencing Steve Sanchez.
Back to the program. Steve Sanchez, Friday edition of the show. We're talking about Representative Louie Gohmert, Republican Texas, introducing a House resolution yesterday demanding that the Democratic Party change its name or be barred from participation in the House of Representatives due to its past public support of slavery and the Confederacy. I say hear, hear. I'm glad that he's holding them accountable. Nothing's going to happen, of course. But, you know, during this whole cancel culture, I agree with him. Let's make sure this works both ways. Based on the logic of the Democrats, they want to cancel everything that had to do with our history. Let's remove Mount Rushmore. Let's take down the Jefferson statue, George Washington. He owned slaves. Let's take down General Lee. Let's remove Christopher Columbus. We've had the Lincoln Monument vandalized. We've seen cities burn, all because of Black Lives Matter and this lie called systemic racism. So if the Democrats are serious about it, then they should get rid of their own name too. I mean, my God, the Washington Redskins had to change their name to the Washington Football Team until further notice. So yeah, Democrats, change your name. But I want to ask you, Las Vegas, if they ever did change their name, which is doubtful, but let's say they did, isn't it fun to kind of fantasize a little bit about what their new name should be? What would be the new name you choose for the Democratic Party, knowing who they are today in 2020? 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Let's get right to our busy lines. Dana, you're up next. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
I got the name, and it should be the Hippocrats.
The Hippocrats. That's a good one.
And then we can change the donkey to a hippo.
There you go. There you go. That's not a bad one. You know, the one I like is I like the Demoncrats, and then they can change the donkey to Baphomet, which they have no problem having them all over courthouses today. You know, the statue that pays homage to Lucifer, a.k.a. the devil. I like that one myself.
That's a good one, yeah.
Dana, I appreciate it, man. Have a good weekend. Steve Sanchez hanging out with you on this busy Friday night. Let's go over to Paul. You're next. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Mr. Sanchez. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
I'm glad to hear that. I have a simple one, since most of these leftists don't speak German anyways. I'll just call them National Socialists.
National Socialists. That's really what they are. Yeah.
Yeah. Since that's Nazis, those are Nazis anyways. They want to call everybody a Nazi. I'll just call them.
We might as well make it official. You know, that's true, but you know what? In all fairness, putting the silliness aside, Paul, you really hit it on the head of who they really are. So, I mean, that is who they are, so they shouldn't have a problem with really that name, because, my God, their behavior, their thinking, their decisions, that is exactly who they represent. And that's a good one, Paul. I appreciate it. Have a good weekend. Let's jump down over to Bud. Bud, you're next. Welcome to the program.
All right, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
The Minority Supremacy Party.
That's good.
Or the Party of Exclusion.
There, that's pretty good. Yeah, the Exclusionists. There you go. We'll call them the Exclusionist Party.
And one other thing, Steve, if you've got BLM-itis, since you're from Nevada, just think of them as the Black, not the Black Lives Matter, but the Bureau of Land Management.
There you go. But that's good. Good creativity. I like the creativity tonight, friends. I mean, this is all fun and tongue in cheek, but you know the truth? You know the scary truth is some of the names you're coming up with is kind of scary, because it really does represent who they are. Come on now. And again, I like Demoncrats, because every time I see Nancy Pelosi speak, I see a demon manifest. I just do. And look, let's not pretend that the Democrats aren't Luciferians. Let's not pretend that they don't care about the Satanic Temple having rites and prayer at, you know, city council meetings and PTA meetings, etc., school board meetings. They have no problem with the statue of Baphomet being placed on courthouse steps. So might as well call them the Demoncrats and have Baphomet replace the donkey. I mean, what do you say about that? Yeah, I think that makes some sense. Steve Sanchez, hanging out with you on this Friday night, having a little fun tonight. Why not? The weekend is, well, right here. We're almost there. Steve Sanchez, 702-257-5396. Friends, what do you think the new name of the Democratic Party should be based on who they are today? Because, well, I agree with Representative Gomart of Texas. If they are the purveyors of the cancel culture, shouldn't they be canceling their name because they have supported slavery in the past? The Confederacy? Well, he's serious. He introduced a resolution about it yesterday. We're going to discuss it on the other side. Don't go away. Friday edition of the show. Thanks for hanging out on what is almost the weekend. Every day's a weekend for me. I'm sure you feel the same way. If you enjoy what you do and you enjoy informing this wonderful audience that I have, every day's a weekend. That's why I want to make sure that you're watching Newsmax TV, because you need to have your eyes affixed to the right news channel. Did you see what Fox News did today? Despicable. Despicable the way they're treating President Trump. That's why the president has tweeted that he likes Newsmax even better than Fox News. Now, a lot of my listeners are telling me that they're now watching Newsmax TV and they really like it. If you haven't seen Newsmax yet, you should. They've got great shows like Greg Kelly Reports. In fact, Greg is a former Marine Corps combat pilot, so I'm sure you can imagine he brings it every single night, exposing the bad guys in the media and in Washington. So he's a great joy to watch. And of course, you've got Sean Spicer, Mike Huckabee, Michelle Melkin, and so many more. In fact, you see me pretty much every week as a frequent guest and commentator there. So having a good time, and Newsmax TV is proving to be the new conservative choice. You can find them on Direct, Dish, Spectrum, Suddenlink, Cox, CenturyLink, and many, many more. Just check your cable guide and make sure, if you haven't gotten a copy of Blitz by David Horowitz, you get that. You can go to blitz411.com and take advantage of Newsmax free offer. You save $28. I mean, you can go to the Amazon, which is a number one bestseller there, or you can go to a bookstore and do that. Or again, you can get it for free, saving $28 by going to blitz411.com. Check it out, Newsmax TV. You'll love it. I do. And what I love is these busy calls, because it tells me you've had it as much as I've had it with the Democratic Party. And, you know, tongue in cheek, I want to ask you, if the Democrats, in fact, had to change their name, I mean, everybody's changing their name, they're pulling statues down. If the Democrats were forced to do that, what would be a good name as their replacement, knowing who they are today in 2020? 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Let's get right back to our busy lines. Let's jump over to Dan. You're next. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve. Great show again, as always.
Thank you.
In line with your theme of having some fun with the Democratic name, how about the Antifa Socialist Service Party, or ASS Party for short? I'll leave your comment to... to take that one to the house with.
Oh, Dan, that was a good one. So they would be the ass party.
That's pretty much it. Yes, sir.
Oh, there you go. Well, they already have an ass as their mascot. That's the donkey. So, I mean,
well, that was kind of the logic I had in coming up with that. Is so it's consistent with what they do that. So nobody could claim we're racially profiling or anything, since it's consistent with their name.
Yeah, and you're saving them money. You're saving them money where they don't have to change their letterhead of the donkey and their imaging and things like that. So that's pretty good. Oh, my goodness. All right, let's I appreciate the call, Dan. Thank you. Let's get right back to business. Let's jump over to Martin. You're next. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, I'm not going to take credit for this, because this is a Laura Ingraham one, but she used to call them the Democrats.
The Democrats is a good name, because that is exactly who they are. So, yeah, I mean, that's not bad. That's not bad. I like, Martin, the Democrats. I just, for some reason, that just rolls off my tongue very easily. The Democrats, because again, get this. They can take their logo and they can have it be the Baphomet goat that worships, that worships Satan, because they have no problem with the Satanic Temple praying at council meetings, at PTA meetings, at school board meetings. They have no problem with Baphomet being at courthouses. So might as well just give them what they want. They're the Democrats. Here's their new logo. It's the Baphomet head.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter what we call them. I'm tired of them.
I'm tired of them. They do not represent who the Democrats used to be at one time. Martin, I appreciate the call. Thank you. It's something, really, I know a lot of Democrats, because guess what? My mom is one, and she's a conservative Democrat. She's a Reagan Democrat. My dad was as well. And why haven't they changed to the, Republican Party or independent? Well, I don't know, but maybe one of these days we can ask her. But I will tell you this. What I do know is they vote conservative, but they're the old Democrats back from Kennedy and Truman. They believe in taking care of the poor. And so the Democrats at one time had a really good ideology. Yes, there were some of the Dixiecrats in there that were purveyors of slavery, but a lot of Democrats, were absolutely good people. Ronald Reagan was a Democrat. And then he changed to be a Republican. And that's why they call him Reagan Democrats, because Democrats jumped to support Ronald Reagan, and they call him old blue dogs, like Zell Miller. And it's either Zane Miller or Zell Miller. I can't remember. He was out of Georgia, if memory serves me correct. But I don't think you can even find one anymore in Congress, to be honest with you. I just don't think you can find one of those old blue dog Democrats anymore. All right, let's get right back to business. Barry, you're next. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve. I was thinking about calling them the dysfunctional illusionist, and for the logo on the flag, they could use a stretched out condom for the screw we're about to receive.
Oh, you went controversial, but that's okay. Because you know what? they've been screwing the American people for a long time. I mean, Barry,
it
right.
hasn't been very safe either.
No, I'm telling you, you should be writing scripts for some of these political pundits out there. You're quick witted.
Hey, remember the guy that just to remind you who I am. I'm the one that told you that she liked to smell.
That who?
That lady liked the smell for what she was using for a face mask.
Oh, yeah, no, Barry, I think you got the wrong show.
No.
My board op told me you did, but that's okay. Wrong show, but that's all right. As long as you support all the shows on KDWN, I have no problem with that. I think everybody does a good job, and I love, Ken Thompson that comes on after me with SportsX Radio. That's what I love. You know, the politics leaves the airwaves when I'm off. And then if you kind of want to kick your feet up, talk about some of the glory days, Ken does a great job. Good friend, good man, by the way. Good man. No question about it. So let's get right back to business. And I appreciate the call, Barry. Have a good weekend, by the way. All right, let's go over to Brady. You're next. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, right on, Steve. How about Luciferian Libertarticrat?
Or the Alinsky Knights. The Alinsky Krats. How about the Alinsky Krats?
You know, they hate America and they're all Marxists. They love BLM, Antifa, so that's a great one, along with your Democrats. But I got a new name for Omar Tlaib, AOC, and Presley.
Oh, no, here it comes.
The Fugly Four.
I knew you were going to go down some type of road, Brady. But you know what? It's Fun Friday. Now, some will hear, and I appreciate the call, Brady. Some will hear it and get upset and, you know, criticize me in code. And you know, but it's okay. It's all right. Because the minute you stop making fun of the orange guy with the comb over, I guess is the minute that most people start making fun of some of the others. So, you know, it's the way it goes. It is the way it goes. All right. Producer Nate, time for a couple more calls. All right. One more before we go to break. Let's jump over to Tyler. You're next. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Here's one for you. I was actually thinking real hard on this one. The traitor crass.
That's a good one because they are traitors. And how could they, Tyler, let me ask you in all fairness, how could anybody out there try to defend that they're not? They are traitorous. I mean, Tyler, I've always asked this question. Are people just deceived or blinded? Because why is it so easy for people like you and me and many in this audience to see a truth that's just in front of your very eyes?
Because, brother, we lived it.
Oh, there you go. There you go. There you go. Great call, man. Great call. Have yourself a blessed weekend. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Calls on hold. We'll be jumping to you here on the other side. The SteveSanchezShow.com website. Make sure you go visit that for our podcast, our archives, media appearances, and, of course, our socials, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We do a live stream pretty much every day on our digital platform on Facebook. We want you to be part of that. You get to be part of it. And from time to time, I will invite someone on video, and you get to have a conversation with me on our hundreds of thousands of fans. And we're very proud of that. Why? Because we earned it. And liberals and Democrats are welcome. In fact, if you look at a lot of the people that are commenting, you see many of them are liberal or Democrats. Some even agree with me. Some don't. Some are vicious. Some aren't. But I've always been about this. In America, if you don't like what someone says, turn the TV off or turn the radio off. I think you'd have to be a complete lunatic to listen to someone night after night if you don't agree with them. There has to be something so psychologically disturbed with one's mind to listen to someone they don't like or hate night after night, watching them on TV, listening to them on radio. I mean, life's too short. It's literally freedom. And I think, you know, at this point in where we're at in life, if you're not able to accept that there are differences and differing points of view, then you're a lunatic. I don't know what to say, because when I leave my studio, I go home to my beautiful wife. I don't sit around and pick my nose and fester on other people that I might not necessarily agree with. Pretty much the only people that do that have no life or wife. But hey, that's just the way it is. Steve Sanchez, 702-257-5396 is how you weigh in on the conversation. Busy night tonight. It is our fun Friday, and we're having some fun. And do appreciate you hanging out. So let's do this. Let's take a break. Pay attention to those advertisers and sponsors. They do keep us on the air. And then when we come back, we're going to go straight back to the calls. We're going to talk a little bit about what Major League Baseball is doing, what the Giants did, what Dr. Fauci's doing, and much, much more. Don't go away. Never taking advice from a fool, not when you're hanging out with me every single night, and I'm glad that you're with me on this Friday edition of the show. I want to remind you, if you're in need of some cash now, and I know some of you are, and it's okay, just went back to work, COVID-19 played a little havoc on you, but maybe the traditional banks just aren't for you because maybe you have some credit challenges, bad credit, slow credit, no credit, and you know that you just can't get qualified there, but you got a good paying job. And you know you can make the strokes. Well, Ed over at FWS Lending can help you. Why? Because that's what he does. He's been serving Las Vegas for 32 years. He can get you between $1,000, $2,000, up to $5,000 in cash in your hand in as little as 72 hours. There's no gotchas. There's no tricks. There's no hoops you have to jump through. If you have no credit, bad credit, slow credit, no problem, because the only thing you need to qualify is a full-time job. That's it. Why don't you give him a call and see what he could do? He guarantees the lowest interest rate in the valley. If you find something that's better, he meets it or beats it. Real simple. He's got flexible and easy payback. And here's what's great. He works with you personally, so you're not working with some rep that just has you as an account number. You know, these national guys that'll stand on their head and make you a deal. No, he works with you personally, and he has been part of the community, again, for 32 years. He's standing by right now, live, himself, for my audience, for you, up until 9 p.m. tonight, Pacific time. So if you call him now, he will tell you how he can help you. 702-613-2153. That's 702-613-2153. It's okay to need some cash. It's okay to go talk to someone to help you. Don't struggle when you know you can actually get the help, especially right now with what we've all gone through. And Ed at FWS Lending can definitely fit that bill. Again, 702-613-2153. Give him a call. Make sure you tell him you heard it right here with Steve Sanchez, and he'll treat you extra nice. All right, let's get right back to our busy calls. Rose, you're up next. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve. Hello. I'm just, like, appalled by how we comply to this virus, okay?
Okay.
The psychological warfare. Not the virus itself, but the psychological warfare that is causing our country.
Yeah. Well, I agree. Tell me a little bit about that. It says that you're a psychiatric nurse.
I mean,
nurse.
I can't disclose. I'm a mental health nurse. I will say mm-hmm. that. I won't okay. disclose where I work, but I work among many, many different units and clients, okay. and I pretty much know a lot, okay? But the impact that I'm seeing, like, we're complying, like, oh, let's just go with the program. Let's put the mask on. Next thing I hear, there's Google, you know, the things that you put on your face for, like, if you don't have glasses on, now they're talking about putting
the shields?
Google on, your eyes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, unbelievable. Why are we doing this? Like, 6 foot distancing, and then you got a mask on. I see people outside wearing this. This is, like, traumatizing. Psychological warfare, no doubt.
Why do you think it is, though? I mean, what have you ascertained as to why? Is it purely political to scare people into submission?
It's a tactic. This has all been planned, for sure. This is a plan in action, and people are following the program.
But let me ask you this. With people that do get sick, though, and people that do lose their lives because there is a virus, are you saying that the left
has... I'm saying that those are the people, as a nurse, those mm-hmm. are the people that obviously the death rate of that is way, way below. The statistics are not even there, okay? Yeah. Not even close. Look at the Spanish flu, for God's sake. Go back to 1918. Everybody has masks on their face.
Yeah,
like,
no, you're right.
History repeats itself.
And Rose, I gotta bounce them up on break, top of the hour, but I appreciate you weighing in. And I'm glad, you know, you admit, yeah, there is a COVID-19, there is a virus. I believe that. I've never denied it. I have my suspicions, though, of what we're really dealing with. I was talking to my wife about this earlier before the show. We have some things personally and people personally that we know that are close to us that could be experiencing a COVID issue, not serious, but nevertheless an issue. And I talk to a lot of people and I see things and I hear things and I know things, but I've got this suspicion that what I said in the beginning of this in terms of bioweapon gone bad purposely by China, I've got a feeling I'm right. Steve Sanchez, top of the hour news, and on hour number two, we'll go right back to your calls. Don't go away.